Welcome to the latest episode of Hector Shop Talk Radio. Hector is the man when it comes to tips on how to get it done, choosing the best tools for the job, and keeping you on the cutting edge of the latest in outdoor power equipment. If you want industry news, tips, and tricks, and good old-fashioned shop talk with other industry techs, you've come to the right place. Now, helping technicians one wrench at a time, here's Hector Velasquez with Hector Shop Talk Radio.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Hector Velasquez, and this is Hector Shop Talk Radio. I want to thank you for joining us. This is the first podcast. This podcast, being that it's the first one, this is a question that I get asked a lot. Everywhere we travel, everywhere we've been, it's always the question about how did we come up with Hector Shop, or how did we come up with the videos that we do, and what made us start that. So today we have a really special guest, my wife, Reese Velasquez. Reese, welcome. She's actually here on Studio Live. So, babe, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You know, we're just going to answer that big question is, why did we start Hector Shop, and how did it start? So, from the podcast, I want to talk a little bit about the podcast, what you can expect from here on out. We're going to be, guys, I love having fun. I love joking around. Sometimes a lot of people think that I'm a serious guy because they think I come across as serious on the videos, and I just kind of laugh because I am not like that at all, which is funny. But anyways, these podcasts are going to be a little bit personal. You're going to get to know the technicians out there on a personal level. I want this to be kind of like really laid back, have fun, and just hang out, you know, just hang out and do some shop talk. So anyways, we're going to be answering some questions also on the podcast, each podcast. So if you have any questions, I would like for you to visit my website. That's www.hectorsshop.com, HECTORSSHOP.com. And visit the Hector Shop Podcast tab on the top right-hand corner. And as you scroll down that page, you're going to see a form at the bottom. Fill that out. Name, email, and whatever your question may be. You know, it could be anything concerning OPE equipment. Any questions that you may have for maybe a future guest that we're going to have on the podcast. And we're going to make sure that we give you guys heads up on this same page and let you know who are guests that are going to be coming on. And if you have any questions for them, you know, you're more than welcome to fill out the form and we'll try to get those questions answered for you. And but we're going to try and see how this goes. All right. So the one big question that everybody has is, you know, first of all, how did I get in the turf industry and how did Hector Shop start? And the reason I have my wife as my guest is because she is the main reason for Hector Shop. She is the main reason that we're doing what we're doing. And I thought it was just appropriate to have her on and get her, you know, her side of the story with as well. So let's see here. Where do we start? All right. So I actually came from the motorcycle side of things. I graduated from American Motorcycle Institute. Also got certified in Honda motorcycles. And then I met my wife. And after I met my wife, we moved to Florida. And I started working at a motorcycle shop there. And my wife started working at
Carol Wood Country Club in Tampa.
And what did you do there?
I did the typical golf course things. I mowed greens, mowed tees and collars, set cups.
After about, gosh, I started working at this motorcycle shop, and after
and
about...
And you realized it was a chop shop?
Yes. What, like 2 weeks later? I ground so many serial numbers, you guys, and changed key locks. You would think after the first one I'd get the point, right? But no, I was just excited. You know what I mean? It was like my first motorcycle job, and I was just geeked that I was getting to do something that I love doing, you know, and that was...
We were still newlyweds.
We just got married and we moved there and everything was just new. We were excited and life was good, you know. We were living in Florida. I mean, who wouldn't want to live there? And it was awesome. After about 2 weeks, though, however, yeah, it was, you know, I would come home, tell my wife, yeah, I did this and I did that. And she'd be, you know, she kind of pointed it out to me, like, Hector, that doesn't sound right. And the light bulb, I guess, kind of went off. And so I left. I just quit. And that's when I started working for Northdale Golf and Tennis Club in Tampa, Florida. And Alan Brissenden, he was my first superintendent. And, man, super nice guy, super awesome guy. And we worked for Alan. And, you know, later, actually, my wife came and worked for Alan as well.
About 6 months after you started, I started at Northdale as well.
Yeah, and, you know, she did the same thing there, mowed greens, cups, you name it. She kind of did it all. And it was fun, you know, as we had a blast. And, gosh, let me see, how many kids were born there? Three?
We had three children in Florida.
And so we were there, and, you know, and I was working for Alan the whole time. And so he became kind of like really close with us, you know. We kind of became part of our family. And he was just a really nice, down-to-earth guy. He's now at Dunedin Country Club. He's the superintendent there, and he's been there for a long time. So that's how I got started in the turf industry, you know. And while I was there, you know, because, you know, motorcycles, small engines, same thing. But right away, I got involved with the local tech association, which was called West Tech. And it was awesome because every month we would visit, or every month we would hold meetings at different facilities. So I got to see, you know, a lot of different setups, a lot of shops, how they did things. But I learned a lot. You know, I learned how to set reels. I learned how to grind reels. Different manufacturers would hold, you know, seminars, and it was a really strong group of guys at the time.
You had never worked in the golf industry, so that support was key to your growth and your learning on.
Yeah, just learning turf equipment. Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for that, I mean, it would have, you know, I would have learned it, I guess. Eventually, you kind of just learn this stuff. But being a part of this association just made it a lot easier. I got to meet a lot of technicians, you know, networked, which was really awesome. And, you know, guys had the same equipment I did, so I was able to just call them up, hey, I'm going through this. Have you been through this? And more than, you know, 9 times out of 10, it was like, yeah, you know, this is what I did. And I thought, man, this is awesome. And, you know, in my spare time, me and my wife, we would just hang out. And one day, you know, I was just telling my, you know, we used to watch like Bob Vila, This Old House, The Yankee Workshop, Crank and Chrome. And I've always thought, man, how cool would it be to have something like this for the industry, you know, a golf course mechanic just doing the same thing like Crank and Chrome does. And so it's always been an idea in my head. And, you know, I would share it with my wife. And one day I actually... one day when we got married, one of my wife's family gave her a VHS camcorder, and I know it's for guys, this is like a really big cassette tape, and you slide it into this huge camera that mounts onto your shoulder, and it was just this really big thing. But anyways, I remember taking that to work one day. And I did I filmed a little short on how to change rotary blades on a Ransom 728. And now you couldn't edit that, right? We just didn't have that kind of equipment to edit tape. But at any rate, it was pretty cool. You know, the idea was always there. And it wasn't until, gosh, we moved around a few times. I've worked at different golf courses a few times.
So we realized pretty quickly that the support that Hector had in Florida wasn't at every shop and it wasn't in every area.
Yeah, that was actually kind of strange, you know, that the association in Florida, West Tech, was a really strong association. It really, I mean, it was just amazing. So I was really, truly blessed when I came into this industry. It was like right away the support was there. And you know, as we went to work for different places, we noticed that, yeah, there wasn't no local association. And if there was, you know, it was really small and maybe one meeting every 2 to 3 months, if that. And
another thing that helped that came into play is eventually This is around the time the internet really started to become popular and you came across golf techs. So you at least found online help for issues when you didn't have the local help.
Yeah. The internet, well, I think the internet's been around. It's just that we subscribed to it actually at the time. But, you know, we found golf techs and I right away got signed up with that. It was free and, you know, it was the local forum. Then I joined TurfNet and started looking through the forums there. You know, and anytime we had problems, we just would put the problem up on the forums. And, man, it would always be like right away you would get an answer. And that helped a lot. So I thought that was pretty cool. And we ended up in Vienna, Virginia, working at Westwood Country Club. And my superintendent there was Walter Montross. So I remember having this little point-and-shoot camera, and that's when I filmed my first, you know, quote-unquote Hector shot, and we did it on...
It was my shop at that time.
Yeah. Well, I would put the videos up on YouTube once I figured out, you know, editing and stuff like that. And it was like really raw stuff, you guys. My wife would just laugh at me sometimes because I would go on and on and on. And I kind of still do. And I'm learning to kind of not, well, kind of like I'm doing right now, actually. But that's what these podcasts are for, right? I can kind of let that go now. But I filmed my first episode and I edited it, you know. But anyways, I started getting good at it, or I started getting better at it. And I have like 3 or 4 videos up on YouTube that I filmed, and they were called My Shop at the time. And then one day we got a position. You know, I was at Westwood for a long time. Gosh, we were there for how long? What, 4 or 5 years maybe?
5 years.
5 years. And at Westwood, they did a complete renovation, and I was there through that. And after that got done, I was pretty much done. You know, that was like my 4th golf course renovation. And yeah, that 4th one kind of just burned me out a little bit. And, you know, Virginia is just a really hectic, busy place. And, you know, it kind of wore on us after a while, on me and my family. And it was just hard to get around because, gosh, everything was just so busy. It took forever getting around. Traffic was so bad. So anyways, we decided that it was time to move on, time to kind of settle down a little bit and just, you know, find some country kind of life, I guess. And we got a job at, this is when we went to Walnut Creek, right? We went to Michigan. Yeah.
We moved to Thorntree in Texas.
Thorntree in Texas, that's right. I got a gig at Thorntree Country Club in Texas. And we were in the middle of packing up our vehicle when I get this call from Peter McCormick. He's the administrator for TurfNet. And Peter asked if I was interested in having my videos put on their website. And I was like completely shocked, you know. I'm like, whoa, really? You know, like, you sure? And, you know, and that's when, you know, it became Hector's shop instead of my shop. And we moved to Thorntree, and that's where Hector's shop kind of first started. You know, we started doing videos there, and gosh, man, it was just, yeah, that was a while back. And so
7 years ago.
It's a long time. But yeah, we started doing videos there. And what was cool about it, you know, my family would come with me. So they were like the crew, you know, the camera crew, the light crew, the sound crew, the audience type of crew. And it was cool, you know, we got to do something together as a family. And we were there for exactly 1 year. And then at 1 year, you know, we just, through personal circumstance, we decided that it was time to move on as well. And that's when we ended up at Walnut Creek Country Club in South Lyon, Michigan. And that's when I worked for Scott Rettman. And man, let me tell you guys, Scott Rettman is a really super cool dude. I was really fortunate to, you know, work for him. And he was really super supportive of Hector Shop. He, you know, he was just like all gung-ho about it, make sure that I was like, you know, Hector, you just keep doing what you're doing, buddy. you're doing good type thing. So it was really cool working for Scott. He was very encouraging. And he was also very supportive of my family coming there. So my family would come with me. They didn't get to come with me all the time, but a lot they would come with me. And when they did, you know, Scott was very, he was always very welcoming, you know, never made us feel like we were in the way or anything, which was pretty cool, you know. And we continued doing the videos there, and we were there for how long?
We were there for almost 2.5 years.
2.5 years, and at 2.5 years, we decided that's when Hector Shop went on tour. And, well, how did that happen? So, gosh, you know, I was the kind of guy that I wanted to be the best that I could be, the best technician ever. And so I was working a lot, you know, not because Scott made me, but because I just, well, he made me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. But a lot of it, too, is just I wanted to be the best, you know. And so I was working a lot, you know, I mean, tons of hours. And one day I come home and I hear this guy in my house. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, who the heck? I go out there and it's my oldest son. And that's when it kind of hit me, you know. I'm like, wow. Like, where has the time gone, you know? Where? And then it just kind of like, you know, me and my wife, it was just crazy. It was just like a surreal moment. Reality kind of hit me. And it was just like, what am I doing? You know, what am I really doing here? And here are my kids. They're growing up. I'm missing out on so much. And for what? You know, it was just one of those moments where kind of life just smacks you and you have no choice but to kind of sit back and just basically just figure out what is it that you're doing, where is it that you're going with it, you know? And so me and my wife would talk and I, you know, we kind of like, man, it'd be cool if I could work from home. But, you know, being a golf course mechanic, there's just no way Scott was going to let me bring home greens mowers and fairy mowers and work on them there, you know? That was just wasn't realistic. So when was it, babe? Me and you were laying in bed one time and we were just kind of talking about all this, like, what, you know, like, what can we do? How can we figure this out? What can we do to make this, I don't know, bring some balance, I guess, to work and family life? And my wife one day just kind of laying there in bed talking, and she made the comment, what did you say, babe, exactly?
I don't remember what I exactly said, but we were just brainstorming together, and I said something to the fact of, why don't we go on the road, go to other shops, meet other technicians, get their ideas, get their tips and tricks. There's more out there. We can do this.
Yeah, and I believe you're missing out one little part. She goes, "It's maybe you should get your face off behind a camera and get some other technicians in there." And yeah, that's right. She said that. Oh, man, that was, but, you know, and then it's funny because I looked at my wife like, honey, that is such a, well, actually, that's not a bad idea. And, you know, and so our brainstorming kind of went to that. It's like, okay, what do we do? We didn't know, right? We didn't know what to do or how that was going to work. But the more we thought about it, it just kind of like, wow, this could really be something here. And so we were talking about, we need to get an RV. We would be, because my wife was actually researching RVs and the full-time RV lifestyle. For how long was you like reading up on that before we actually, I mean, yeah, because I know you've always talked about it.
Probably for about 3 or 4 years, we were seriously already considering it.
Yeah. And, but, you know, like she talked about it, but it's like, okay, that's never going to work because I'm a mechanic. I'm like, what are we going to do for money? And, but then like, you know, like with Hector Shop, it was like, yeah, we could actually do this, hon. You know, and it's just like the more we thought about it, the more it started like coming together. And, you know, we ended up purchasing our first used RV. We got a really used, it was a, gosh, it was like one of those hybrid models. It was like a hard shell with the fold-out beds.
A Rockwood Rue.
So I called Peter and, you know, by that time, my wife already said, hey, we can call it Hector Shop on Tour, you know? And I was like, yeah, yeah. I mean, and when she said that, it was, wow, this could really work. I called Peter and he, you know, he was totally on board with the idea. I hung up the phone and I looked at my wife and was like, well, I think Peter liked the idea. And then it was...
Then we really had to brainstorm on how we would actually make it work. So we talked about doing other things, obviously, than just the videos for TurfNet. We could fill in... Hector can fill in for other mechanics. He can do speaking engagements, talking about shop safety, shop organizations, shop transformations.
Yeah, so that's when my wife came up with the idea of providing, you know, these types of services, consultation. You know, a lot of times there's superintendents out there who are in between mechanics and they just need somebody to fill in temporarily, right? And so I thought, okay, we can do this. And then it was like, okay, how do we get the word out there? And we got our first RV. And, you know, then the other thing was, okay, I got to let Scott know. And, oh, my gosh, what's Scott going to think, you know? And I told Scott, pitched the idea, and he was totally on board, very supportive.
We gave him at least a four-month notice.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't a two-week deal. This was, you know, by the time we came up with the idea to do this, it was 4 months later is when we actually hit the road. But that's when Ben Beard, you know, I kind of took Ben Beard from his John Deere distribution job and brought him over to Walnut Creek Country Club. He was the best, man. I mean, Ben Beard, he was awesome. He was just the right man for the job. So I really worked him hard to get him over there. And he came over and it worked out. But, you know, and the time came, we went home and gosh, we got our RV, and it was funny because we had our RV parked in our driveway, and we actually spent a couple nights on there just to kind of see what it would be like. But, you know, it wasn't nowhere near like what it was when you're really there.
But we still loved it. It was fun.
It was awesome. But then the time came, and we started packing up the RV, and gosh, we got rid of so much stuff. You know, we're talking about furniture, clothes, everything. I mean, we had a lot of stuff. And when we got in that RV, you know, we thought, okay, this is good. You know, the kids were allowed so much of their stuff because, you know, they had things that they wanted and that they felt was important to them and stuff like that. But anyways, we got the RV loaded up. We pulled out and we officially hit the road full time. And where did we go for the first time?
Well, we hit the road in April 2015, and our first stop was, our first job we got was in Illinois. Oh, no, and we first went to Illinois and then for a conference, a family conference. And after that, we went to Indiana, and you got your first gig at French Lick.
Yes, I remember. How can we forget that? French Lick, Indiana, at a Pete Dye golf course. And I actually went there and I helped out with the senior PGA at the time. Guys, this was an awesome, the most beautiful golf course I've ever stepped foot on. It was just incredible. Not a single blade was out of place. There, I mean, you would be hard-pressed to find a weed there. It was just crazy. But it was just beautiful. It was awesome. And I helped them out with the senior PGA there, and that was really cool. So that was that. Yeah, that was my first gig there. Russ... Gosh, what?
Appleton?
Yes. Russ Appleton was the superintendent there. And he hired me to help out with that. They had a couple technicians that we did some real grinding with. They were new technicians, and we did some real grinding and stuff like that. And
actually, a lot of our income came from you helping to train other technicians that were new to the industry. And it was pretty awesome because you had been there at one point, and so you could relate to where they were and how to approach them. So it worked out really nicely.
Yeah, it was, you know, that's how we kind of paid our bills on the road. It was just, you know, the support from you guys, you know, and a lot of it was real grinding, funny enough. You know, it wasn't, it was a lot of the training had to do with real grinding, and that was awesome. So that was our first gig, and then from there we went to, we've been as far east as Hilton Head in South Carolina, and actually even further than that at the Fuski Island, and then as far east as, west as Carlsbad Beach in California by San Diego. This is when we went to our first GIS. I got to meet a lot of you guys out there, and it was really cool. And a lot of places...
That was the first GIS we went to in California.
In California, that's right. And so it was cool. You know, we did a lot, and it's been, you know, the plan was just to do it, for 1 year, and then we would kind of see where we were at.
Yes, but after the first year, everything was just started to pick up, and we got in a pretty good momentum, and we continued to get hired for job after job, and so we continued, and here we are. We're still continuing. We haven't stopped. Utah has taken a little bit more of a permanent job, but Hector Shop still continues. We still have things. Hector still has speaking engagements to go to this year in Canada, in Idaho, Washington.
So we still do. We still do the consultation, the technician training. We still... And like my wife said, we got a lot of things lined up. It looks like we got a pretty busy winter. And on February, we're actually going to be attending the GIS again at San Diego. And that's going to be cool because I can't really say much about that just yet. But guys, it's going to be awesome. That's all I can say. And we're going to be playing a big part on something down there. And it's going to be neat. We'll keep you up to date on that. But anyways, yeah, here we are 3.5 years later. Going on 4 years or 3.5?
3.5. It won't be 4 years until next April.
Okay. And it's been an absolute blast. Gosh, we did a lot of stuff in between. You know, we were in South Carolina for a while. Over in York, South Carolina, we did 50 Hector Shop videos for the Home Depot, for their tool rental guys. And it covered everything from, you know, basic stuff. They wanted these videos to train their new guys that were hired into the tool rental department. A lot of these guys came from stocking shelves, you know, that applied for the job and they got the gig. But then they needed some training. But these videos were for their, you know, the new hires for the tool department. And we covered a lot of basic stuff, two-stroke, four-stroke theory, how an engine works, troubleshooting a four-stroke engine, troubleshooting a two-stroke engine, carburation, air cleaner system, timing, compression, you name it. We kind of went through the whole thing. And we also covered a lot of stuff that they wanted covered for their equipment, their specialized equipment. The guys would work on, you know, that they rent out sanders and hand drills and augers, all that kind of stuff. So it was really cool. I learned a lot, and we did this through EETC, Equipment and Engine Training Council. We partnered up and got these videos knocked out. So that was really cool. I learned a lot. And then, you know, we ended up here in Utah. We've been to Utah before. Eric Gifford hired us a couple times to train his technician here. The first time we spent a couple weeks on training, he had a new technician that he promoted from the crew. And, you know, we went through real grinding with him as well. And then we left and did some other things. And then we came back and did some more technician training. We helped out a little bit with tournaments and stuff like that. And then we ended up coming back for a hands-on training at Wendover, Nevada. And that was awesome. Not hands-on. We did a presentation in Wendover, Nevada. And then 2 weeks later, we went to Mary, Utah at a shop there. And we did a hands-on class, which was absolutely awesome. And then, you know, we were here in Utah, and I ended up coming over here talking to Eric. And the short of the long, we ended up staying here, and it was supposed to be kind of temporary, like a long temporary type thing. But now it's becoming more of a permanent type thing, and we've been here now, gosh, coming up on a year. This month?
Yeah, October will be 1 year since we came to Utah.
And I've been working with Eric ever since, and we took that shop, turned it completely around. It was absolutely awesome. We did a video on that, actually, on the floor. We had a company come in, and they professionally redid the floor, and it was just an absolute amazing thing to see. And gosh, and here we are today. Now, what the future holds? Well, our plans is to, you know, we're looking for property. We want to build a log cabin. That's always been our dream, is to build a cabin. And we, you know, at first it was us building it, us chopping our own wood down and doing all that, right? And then we started watching shows on cabin and people building cabins. So then it went from us doing it to ourselves to then, okay, well, maybe we'll buy the logs, right? And then it went from that to, so yeah, maybe we'll hire somebody to do this.
We're definitely hiring somebody.
Yes.
Hector is an amazing technician. He's an amazing speaker and teacher, not so much builder.
Yeah, well, hey, and I'll be the first one to admit, when it comes to carpentry, it drives me nuts because it's just, you know, you got that mentality. You're measuring in decimals and millimeters, and it's not like that with wood. And 90 degrees sometimes isn't really 90 degrees, and it's just, I get frustrated, you know. I'm going to be honest. But anyways, that's the short of the long, you guys. It's, you know, that's how Hector Shop kind of started, and Hector Shop is going to continue, you know. It's we have some big plans for the future of Hector Shop, some really big plans. I can't share too much right now about it. Getting some plans together, we're working some things and getting kind of set up, and we'll be letting you know. But Hector Shop is going to continue. Now we're doing these podcasts. You know, this is the first one, so I'm excited about this. I think this is going to be really cool. I think it's going to be really fun. Any ideas for future episodes, you know, more than welcome to swing by the website and, you know, start posting ideas in there. You know, email me and we'll see what we can do, get something put together. But, you know, and as we traveled, we have met a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys been so supportive of what we do. It's just been amazing, you know, the support from the industry. And, you know, and I want to just take this time to thank TurfNet. TurfNet has really played a big part in all this, because it's just, you know, for me to do these videos and TurfNet to put them on their website. And, you know, the sponsors, Jacobson was one of the first sponsors, and then Foley United jumped in. And now it's just Foley United that's sponsoring, and the support that we get from them is absolutely amazing. You know, you guys have been so extremely supportive. Sometimes it's crazy, really, you know?
Yeah, I as well wanted to thank everyone. I love being behind the scenes. I'm a lot different from Hector. I don't like being the center of attention.
Well, hey, wait a minute. What do you mean the center of attention?
And I too would like to thank everyone, TurfNet, Foley, everyone that watches my husband's videos and that have supported us along the way on this journey. It's been a hard balance trying to figure out how to earn income, but at the same time keeping Hector's shop free to continue to help other technicians, because I don't think that should always cost something. But at the same time, we do need to earn an income for our family. So it's been great to be able to for other companies to hire my husband to train technicians and to do speaking engagements, and for us to be able to have our content on our website and have that available for free for everyone.
And that's huge, you know. People sometimes think, you know, like, you got to be loaded with money, and you guys, you know, we're not by any means banking or anything like that. It's what do we get out of this? You know, people ask, you know, if you're not making that much money, what are you, you know, what are you doing? What are you getting out of it? And the whole thing is the time that we have spent together as a family building these memories. To me, you can't really put a price on that, you know, and it's one thing we've learned when we, you know, packed up our RV and all that was how much stuff we had. You know, here we have this big house paying this big rent for to keep our stuff in, really. You know, that's all it was for. It's just we wanted all this room so we can have more stuff. And it was like, you know, for what? What is having? I mean, not, you know, is it nice having a big house? Of course it's nice. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, it perspectively looking, I guess, it was just, you know, we're not about being rich or nothing like that. It was just spending time with my wife, spending time with our children, and building these memories that they'll never forget. You know, I want it to be that one day when I'm old and gray and 6 foot under, that my kids can look back and just have all these memories to look to.
This is just our season. I know eventually we're going to be back in a home and we're still going to collect all that stuff back again. But we've really enjoyed this time with our children and meeting everyone along the road and meeting their families. It's been pretty amazing and we're very grateful.
Yeah, and you know, that's memories for us as well. Meeting, you know, one good time we had is when we stayed with Corey Phillips and his wife Kimberly and their three boys. You know, our kids absolutely had fun. And this is when we did the first Extreme Shop makeover. But, you know, we're going to cut it short, you guys. So that's kind of like the long of the short or the short of the long. Gosh, I want to thank all my wrenches out there where we're helping technicians one wrench at a time. Remember, keep those zerks greased.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Hector Shop Talk Radio. For more episodes and the latest videos from inside the shop, visit hectorshop.com. For more projects right from the shop and to get to know your pal Hector, follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Hector Shop. Join us again next time for another episode of Hector Shop Talk Radio, helping technicians one wrench at a time.